Reporting from Kansas City, Missouri, at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting 76th Annual Meeting, I'm Alan Watts. Our meeting beginning to wind down. The President's dinner tonight to celebrate the retirement of President Lori Boyer, who from Colorado, who we spoke with yesterday on one of our reports. Also welcoming new President Rita Frazier, who will be taking over the presidency this year, and new President-elect Gail Cunningham from Illinois, who will be becoming President-elect in 2020 as well. Thanks to our great sponsors making possible our coverage this week, Clyde Hype Lubricants and Fasteners, Raider Auction Company, Kentucky American Seed, and Nutrient Ag Solutions. We had a chance to hear today from Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue. He particularly provided an update on trade and the trade negotiations with China.
I know the President and Ambassador Lighthizer and Secretary Mnuchin are working tirelessly in order to reset this relationship. Many people like to look at the last couple of years and talk about a trade war or trade disruption. This war's been going on for about 20 years, and China's been winning. And I think you look at the economic situation globally, and you can see that. But I think President Trump is committed to resetting this relationship, making sure that we're playing on a level playing field. While agriculture has enjoyed the customer standpoint of that, we also know there have been some very untoward things going on regarding technology and regarding the U.S. economy, as well as the ag economy, digging up seeds and those kind of things and trying to reverse engineer, using the hard work of American ingenuity and creativity and bypassing the hard work and taking it to China. So while I'm hopeful, I think we have to be realistic that we don't know yet. We won't know. The President is committed to doing this phase one deal if it's in the best interest of the United States. And there are a lot of caveats when it comes to China. I'd say the ball is in their court. The good news is the numbers that we've seen actually, if it is consummated, is going to be a tremendous windfall for agriculture.
Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue, also during our noon luncheon today, yours truly was recognized for 10 years of membership with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting as part of the awards ceremony today. Very proud of my 10 years and as part of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. I'm Alan Watts. Thanks to our sponsors, H&R AgriPower, AgriChem, Christian County Livestock Market, and AgQuest. Reporting from Kansas City, I'm Alan Watts.